to explore the animal and the vegetative levels. The meditation is very simple. Start with the standard meditation, which has been separately described. Check into the outer world, check into the body world, check into the organ world, go down to the inner world. And then once you're there, sit and go into an internal landscape. So sit comfortably, close your eyes, and simply imagine you're in a landscape. You're in a territory which you might know, might not know, but definitely a place where you like to be right now. If you don't quite like the place, either accept it or change it, but simply accept that the landscape where you are now is trying to tell you something. So simply accept that this is the landscape, which is an excellent place to be right now, and feel comfortable. Just accept that this is the landscape where you're in. And then in that landscape, feel around you. Feel if there are any animals. And do the shamanic thing. Check for totem animals. Totem animals are, the Indians call them spirit beings. You could also say they are parts of you, or they are characteristics of your animal nature, which you can learn from. So, in that landscape, feel for animals which come to meet and greet you, and realize that the animals that come forward to you, they'll keep their safe distance. They will be curious, they are interested, they come to see you, they come to tell you something, they come to ask you something. But connect up to them. See where they are. See how many there are. See how they are positioned with respect to each other. Are they in front of you? Are they behind you, backing you up? Are you guiding you on the right or on the left? Are they flying on overhead, or are they underground? And ask them to come forward, and then individually meet and greet them. Thank them for coming. Ask if you can have a name for them. Ask if there's something they come to tell you. Ask if there's something that they come to ask you. And for each of them, do the same. Thank you for being here. Who are you? How can I call you? Is there something you came to tell me? Is there something you came to ask me? Do that for all of these animals, and when you do this in your own time, really take your time for it, because they have very interesting stories to tell. And it might be that they're shy to ask the question or to tell you what they seek to tell. First they need to come to trust you, which comes from you accepting them. Once you get to know them, ask them to guide you around, and you will learn that each animal has its own way of looking at nature, experiencing their own kind, experiencing other kinds. And they'll guide you through the landscape in very many different ways. They can show you different things. So be their following, let them be your tour guide, and experience and explore that landscape with them. Sometimes they might be around you, all of them. Sometimes it's just some of them. There may be many occasions that just one of them says, okay, now come along, let me show you this, or let's have a talk about that, or how do you do things on this topic? I invite you to take your own time to do that, and for now I would like to ask you to thank them for showing up, for being there, and letting them know that you will be back, but that you have something else to do now, and that you now need to look at some plants. Where the animals can come to you, you actually will have to go to the plants. So get up from where you are in the landscape, and in your mind look for a kind of light which indicates where you need to be in the landscape to meet the plants that are calling you, connecting to you, to which in a way you're connected already. And the light might be in front of you, behind you, to the right, to the left. Some might be over the horizon, take that into account. Some might be very small, they might be underfoot, you might actually have stood upon it already. So step aside and look for those lights, and then go towards those lights and find the area of the landscape where the light is. See what kind of landscape it is. See what kind of quality it has in the earth and the water, the territory and the air and the color of the atmosphere. And look for the plant that beckoned you. Slowly walk up to the plant, and do that very slowly, because with the plants you can actually approach them from your aura. In a way, a child can learn to stretch out its hand first before it touches the stove, which is hot. It can feel the heat before it actually touches the stove. Likewise, you can feel for the field, the shield of the plant, before you're actually touching the plant. So when you approach the plant, feel for that aura of the plant and stop when your aura touches the aura of the plant. And at that point, simply connect and say, "Thank you for calling me, I'm here. Is it okay for me to get closer?" And it might be that the plant first wants you to settle down, slow down, take in the environment, take in the landscape, and that you know what kind of environment the plant lives in, so that you in a way can settle in that environment where that plant is settled. At first you in a way have to land within yourself before you can actually land with the plant. Once you have settled there and the plant gives you access, then don't step up all the way, but realize that where the aura connected up to the aura, now simply slide your aura into that of the plant and that of the plant into yours, until your aura connects up to the plant. And then do the same. Ask if it's okay to approach. Maybe the plant will say, "Well, let's first be in touch. Let's first make contact." So in doing so, simply feel into the plant. What kind of light or harmony or colors or sounds would you associate with that plant? What kind of feeling do you get from it? Is it fast? Is it slow? Is it open? Is it closed? There's so many different kinds of feelings with this plant. How does your feeling of yourself change? So once you've attuned in your feeling that you're actually feeling what the plant is feeling, or what the plant feels to you, then you're much closer to the plant already. You're much better able to understand the plant. So then you can ask the plant if you can come closer. And then you can, if the plant agrees with that, you can move closer so that you sit next to the plant without it yet touching, your aura and the plant aura being merged, and that you can actually, with your hands in that space, feel around the plant and feel how the plant is like an antenna or like a glow or like a sound or like a flame, and that your hands can feel into that, and that from your hands the plants can feel you, and that in that way you can actually talk with the plant, feel into the plant, and of course this is all non-spoken language. So in your mind you can ask the plant why it called you, what it's trying to tell you, if it's trying to ask you something. And you can ask the plant what its story is. And very often you'll find that you can ask the plant how can it help you and humans. And in this way you can have a full conversation with the plant. Take your time, realize that the more you do that, the better you get at it. The more often you do it, the quicker you can do it. And now just take your time, connect to the plant, feel into it, try to understand it from within, but specifically realize that you can understand it within because the plant called you, because within you there's already something that connects to it. And intuitively within you, you already know that that plant makes a connection between the earth and the climate in a way which is very logical, very evident. And maybe that's something you already know, maybe that's something you needed to know, maybe there's a kind of landscape that you live in, and a kind of emotional climate or otherwise climate that you live in, and you somehow do not know how to connect them. But this plant actually shows how the connection is made. So within you, you can see that where you were still looking for the connection between that landscape and that climate, which you know but you couldn't connect, that with this plant in mind and feeling, you suddenly realize that it connects and how it connects. And in that way you will feel that there's the kind of relaxation which can feed back to the plant, and it knows that you know. And that is where that plant is then the key to reconnecting into the landscape, reconnecting to the earth, which you at that point needed and which other people might be needing as well. And you don't actually need the plant itself. You don't really need to touch the plant, you need to eat the plant, you don't need to eat parts of the plant. Knowing it already does it. Yes, herbal remedies are based on the plant being carriers of this information, but much quicker to learn it from the plant itself, like you're doing right now. For now, tell the plant that this is wonderful, you'll come back, but you have other places to go as yet. And slowly, very slowly, move out of the orbit of that plant. Realize that you might have experience of separation and how that can rip feelings apart. That's like uprooting plants. So you don't want to do that. You in a way want to know that the plant is still within you and that the plant is still out there. So inside of you, you feel for the plant and you give the plant a place somewhere within your being. You feel where it already existed within you. And you just simply realize that part of the plant is in you, part of the plant is out there. So you're actually not separating. You're just extending the range of the connection. move away from that plant and see where there are other lights beckoning you to other parts of the landscape where other plants are. And realize that you have all the time to go and visit them, and in the same way connect to them. And for now, just simply follow my lead and choose to do that later, so that you can go into the landscape and look for a kind of sound, a kind of vibration which attracts you and which is a specific place of earth. And it could be a lake, could be a rock, could be a mountain of earth. Simply feel for one that is at this moment closest to you. And if it is not very close to you, then simply feel where it is, connect to where it is, and in your experience put yourself right there. Be there right now and feel whatever that bit of earth is. Is it a rock? Is it a lake? Is it a brook? Is it something else? And realize that this is a part of earth showing you something about fundamental connectedness. And as you did with the animals, as you did with the plant, and now do with that space, sort of slowly approach it and let it know that you're there, and slowly step up to it, waiting for it to make space for you, and then stand next to it so that you can feel what that place is actually carrying as being part of earth. And realize that this is something very fundamental, a feeling of being grounded, connected, earthed, being at peace, where everything you are just falls in place, quite literally. And that you're totally accepted as you are, where you are, when you are, while you are. And take as long as you want to be there, to feel that, because in this feeling you can let go of all doubts of being what you are, where you are, when you are, how you are, because you now know what it feels like to just simply be rooted and carried by earth. And through that feeling you will know that the earth realizes that you're actually carrying that earth where you go. So there's a mutuality to that. Not only that the earth is carrying you, but you're also stepping up for earth where you go. You can stay there as long as you want. You can find other places which have other parts of the story to tell for you. You can come back as often as you want, but for now, simply realize that this whole landscape is there. Go back to the place where you enter this landscape, and you might mark it that you can come back there anytime. And for now, just feel that you can step into this landscape, but that you can also step out of this landscape. You know that it is there. And in a way, slowly go back from that landscape, come back to your body, feel that the landscape is there, feel that your body is here. Feel into your body. Feel the experience which you just had with the animals, the plant, with the land. And feel how your body has changed, how things fell in place, how things became clear, how things became recognizable, how you've learned. And then come. Take that learning within you. Realize that you can get more of it anytime you choose to. And now, give space for that new feeling in you, in the space where you're in. And in a way, communicate to the space around you that you're no longer the same you. You've had an experience. Shamanic experience, it might be called. An inner experience, it could be called. It evidently is a realization. So realize that you are carrying out this realization, you're bringing it with you. Check with the environment. Make sure that the environment knows that you're bringing something along. Feel into the environment, sort of make space for that, those gifts that you're bringing along. Put them next to you, outside of you, next to your body, in the space that you see in your mind's eye before you. Before you actually connect up to this space. And then reach out into the space and reconnect to that space. Feel into the space and slowly on your skin feel it, in your eyes hear it, with your nose sense it, on your tongue taste it, and then slowly with your eyes open up to it and reconnect it. And realize that you've just done a meditation in which you simply closed your eyes and imagined the landscape and discovered that there are animals there which have good stories to tell, good questions to ask, that there are plants who have knowledge of how to connect and how to be, and that you experience that you are actually part of Earth, and Earth is part of you, and you're always carried where you are, and that your experience in that inner landscape is also something that you can now carry out in the outer landscape. And you can do this as often as you like, and learn as much as you like, and the more time you spend there, the more time you meet the animals, the plants, and nature there, the more you will learn, and the richer you will become. Feel well.